This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
A lot of young people that are out there living immoral. And one day when they die at 30 or 40, or get killed in a car wreck, or die with a venereal disease, or whatever they die with, they're going to say, God, why me? HIV? You know, I can stop HIV. All they got to do is stop sinning. Here we are spending millions and billions of dollars trying to find the cure for HIV. I got it. It's in the Word. Stop sinning. And you get healed. Guarantee it. No problem. God has the answer to everything. But we just won't listen to it. But he says there, even when he punishes them, they refuse to cry out to him for help. That sound just like the world? And sometimes it's even the church. The church, when we start suffering, we go to doctors and do everything else and never ask God to heal us. Don't even think about it. We don't realize He's there. He's a healer. But if you hadn't been taught, you don't know. See? I mean, I was there. I was in church, but nobody ever taught me Jesus answered prayer. I mean, not really. We prayed, but I didn't expect to see him do anything. And I sure didn't think he was a healer. So, you know, when my mother and dad both got sick and afflicted, I didn't even have enough knowledge to even pray for them. Isn't that a shame? You sit there and watch them suffer. And you wonder, is there anything I could do? Yeah, let me tell you. There's something you could do. But because of my stupidity and my lack of knowledge of God's Word, I didn't know what to do. So now then that I'm learning what to do, I'm trying to make up for lost time. Yeah. Trying to make up for lost time. He says here in verse 15, but by means of their suffering, he rescues those who suffer, for he gets their attention through adversity. Well, let me tell you. You want me to tell you how to not have adversity? Worship and praise the King. And read His Word every day of your life. And you won't have to get your attention because you've already got it, right? And that's the best way. I don't never won't have to be healed from nothing ever again. Do you? It's so much better to walk in divine health. I'd rather walk in divine health, never have to need a prayer. You know, just be obedient to worship and praise and love the King and spend that quiet time with the King. I mean, you know, man, spending time with God, walking with Him and being obedient to Him and get to hear His voice and studying His Word and all these wonderful things, putting God first. And then He says, I will watch over you. I will protect you and your children, and no sickness and disease will come near your dwelling place. I like that promise. So, what do we got to do? Worship and praise the King. In Acts chapter 5, we're just going to get a little ways in the New Testament tonight. We're nearly out of time. But Acts 5:29, again, this is the NLT. But Peter and the apostles replied. Now, we've been talking in the Old Testament about obeying God. Is that what we've been saying? Let's see what he says. We come over to the New Testament in the book of Acts after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection in verse 29 of Acts 5, Peter, one of the apostles, replied, we must obey God rather than human authority. Who are we supposed to obey under the new covenant? God. Absolutely. We're supposed to obey God. They had, you know what they had just told Peter not to do? In Acts chapter 4, Peter had just raised a man up that had been crippled for years. The man couldn't walk. He was sitting at the gate, beautiful. And he come up and Peter says, the man says, money, I need some money. Peter said, I don't have no money, but I got some whole lot better money. I got the power of God in me. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And that man looked up at him and said, what? Peter just reached down and grabbed him by the hand. He said, I said, in the name of Jesus, get up. And he jerked that demon right out of him. And he got up and that man went to, his legs were strong and he went to running around praising God, running up down the steps of the temple, and everybody was praising God for what God had done through Peter. And then the church leaders, the pastors and the deacons and the elders, they brought Peter and John in and said, how did you do this? He said, if you think it was done by our righteousness or our holiness, let it be known it was done by faith in the name of Jesus. They said, you did this by faith in the name of Jesus? You healed this man? He said, yes. He said, don't you ever do this again. You stop speaking in this name. Doesn't that sound just like a group of preachers? That's not serving God? Now, if you've got a group of preachers that's serving God, they're rejoicing for what God's doing. But there's some of them out there that they're not happy about these things. If you don't believe that, all you got to do is go with me. When I went to Big Sandy and spoke 2 days and seen God do awesome miracles, and they took me completely off of that complete circuit. Who do you think come against me? Preachers and PhDs. The people loved what I said. 3,000 people out there that day. And Jesus, in the 2 days, I didn't count them, but James Cronin did. And he said, in the 2 days, in the 2 hours and 35 minutes that I spoke, Jesus got 13 standing ovations. Isn't that awesome? And God healed no telling how many people. Miracles. And Bill Gothard told me 8, 10 months, even a year later, they were still getting praise reports of people that got healed or set free while I was speaking down there. And it's amazing. But yet today, in fact, 1 week after that, you could not buy, if you bought that set of CDs that come from that teaching, mine were taken out. You couldn't buy them. They wouldn't let you have them. But we got them back there. No problem. We give them away to you anytime you want them. We got them. In fact, I had a man the other day. He said, I told that story in church. He said, you got them back there? I said, sure. He said, what are they? I told him. He went back. He said, I'm going to listen to those. He come back the next Sunday and he said, good grief, Thurman. No wonder they threw you out of church. I said, what do you mean? He said, them's two of the most anointed CDs I ever heard in my life. Yeah. Well, now you know why they didn't want me there.
God's power and how to get a lost person saved.
Yeah. God's power and how to get a lost person served at Big Sandy. Saved. Yeah, how to get a lost person saved. That's the one I taught the second day. In fact, that one, I know that had to be anointed because at 4 o'clock in the morning, the second morning, God woke me up and told me, son, I want you to give this message today. And he told me exactly what to say. And so that's what we titled it, How to Get a Lost Person Saved. But I had been asked to speak on something else, but I couldn't speak on something else because the king, he overrides everybody else. When he tells you what to do, you just do what he says. And man. So anyway, those are the two teachings that's back there that we did down there. And the Lord says here, it says, so we must obey God rather than human authority. Now see, the Lord told us to take his name and cast out devils and heal the sick, didn't he?
Yes.
The Lord told us as children of God, in fact, I got one of the pastors I called today. He said, I've got to have you pray for this woman in my church. She's got a leukemia demon, and I've never come against such a big demon. He said, I've been to your church a couple of times. I've heard you teach. And he said, they didn't teach me in seminary I could cast out demons and lay hands on the sick. But he said, when I got over there and you taught it, he said, I saw it. And he said, I want you to know, Brother Thurman, I have had great results in my church by casting out demons and laying hands on the sick. I said, praise God. Oh, don't you love it? I love it when another pastor gets a hold of these things and calls me back with a praise report like that. I love it. Don't you, Eldon? We love serving the King. Then it says, the God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead after you killed him by crucifying him. Verse 31, then God put him in the place of honor at his right hand as Prince and Savior. He did this to give the people of Israel an opportunity to turn from their sins and turn to God so their sins would be forgiven. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to those who obey Him. The Holy Spirit is given to who?
Those who obey
Him. Well, what if you don't obey Him? You ain't going to get the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, He's not going to give you that power if you're not willing to be obedient to serve the living God. But if you are willing to put Him first, read His Word and study His Word, and then ask in faith, He will give you the Holy Spirit. Now then, once you ask for it, do you ever have to ask for it again? Sure you do. He goes away. I mean, in the book of Acts, they got filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues and prophesied and done all kinds of things. And it wasn't just a few days, they're up there in the upper room praying again. Lord, fill us with the Holy Ghost. And what happened after a few days of praying? It says the room was shaken. And the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they went out and did great and mighty works in the name of Jesus. Why do you think we don't have any power in the church? When's the last time you've been in an all-night prayer meeting? Most people never have been. When's the last time you've been in a prayer meeting praying for the Holy Ghost to fill you for 2 hours? When have you ever got at home and got on your face before God and spent all night on your knees praying to God and asking Him to use you mightily? You say, I've never done that. Well, that's why you don't have any power. I don't know how many times I've done that. I have no idea how many times I went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, praying and lay there for an hour and get up and go in the bathroom, get on my face and stay there. In fact, I have been on my knees before God for hours and hours like that. Do you think He likes that? Yes. Absolutely, He likes that. So when you go in and spend that kind of time, you know, and you get prayed up like that, and then I love it when I get prayed up like that, and I worship and praise the King, and then when I go, like I did to Louisiana, down to Manny a couple of years ago, when that little woman, I don't even remember her name, it come up with the Norma. Yeah, Cheryl remembers her name. Norma came up, she was shaking, she had Parkinson, wasn't it?
Parkinson
and lupus. And I said, what's wrong with you? And, of course, I'd prayed up and I'd driven 5 hours to get there and I'd worship and praise the King all the way down. And then I taught the Word of God 2 hours. And this girl, Norma, come down the aisle and she said, I have Parkinson's and lupus. And I reached up and put my hand on her shoulder and I said, in the name of Jesus. And guess what happened? She was instantly healed of everything. The hand stopped shaking. She said, whoa, this is awesome. And, of course, I didn't know the lupus went away till later. She went back to a doctor and found that there was no lupus either. But I went from right there, seeing that miracle, to right here, where Eldon's sitting right here, and a man sitting there with 2 big steel braces on his leg. And I said, what's wrong with you? He said, 21 months ago, a tree fell across my legs and crushed them, and I hadn't walked a step in 21 months. And I said, Jesus said in John 14:13, anything under this new covenant we ask the King in the name of Jesus, He'll do. I said, do you believe that? He said, I do. I knelt down in front of Him on my knees, laid my hands on His knees. I said, Father.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.